And good afternoon, Tucson. 12:04. I'm Ray Allen here on the Buckmaster Show, filling in for the vacationing Bill Buckmaster. It is an exciting day for us today. If you would like to find out more about the Buckmaster Show, go to the website buckmastershow.com, where it is streaming. You can also hear podcasts of the show there. Also, KVOI.com. You can stream the show live there anywhere in the world. Bill could even be streaming it, although I think it's nighttime where Bill is now. So maybe he won't be doing that. Probably enjoying the nightlife on the vacation. We have an exciting show for you today. Coming up at the half-hour mark, we're going to be talking with Arizonans for Responsible Drug Policy and Sheila Polk. We talked to the other side of the debate last Thursday when I was on, so this time we'll get the people who are against legalization of marijuana in Arizona. That'll be fun. Then at 45 after, Jeff Whitney, he is the Arizona State Forester. We'll have a fire update for him and what it looks like for the fire season this year. Want to start off the hour, though, with Marana Mayor Ed Honey. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's great. So we were just talking off the air a little bit, and things are going good in Marana, actually.
Marana's doing really well. You know, we have the new premium outlet mall now with 71 stores are open. It'll be about 85 when they're all open. Mm-hmm. New Hampton Inn coming there as well. They've already pulled the permit for that. So that's doing really well. We're leading the region in housing again this year. We had 621 new single-family houses last year.
Wow.
Which is by far leading the region. So we're growing and we're creating business and creating opportunities. We're getting ready to open a new park.
Yeah, I want to talk about growth and development in Marana. You know, the Pima Association of Governments, they just released their growth estimates for 2050. And Marana is one of the towns that's expected, along with Sarita, to double in size by the year 2050. You know, what do you think that is attributed to? Obviously, you're saying you're adding a ton of new housing, but what else is contributing to that growth?
Well, I think it's just the quality of life. Marana has excellent roads.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, and we contribute a lot of general fund monies, plus HERF monies, plus transportation or construction sales tax money to roads. We have beautiful parks. I think we have 11 in all, and we're getting ready to start working on a park over at Camino de Mañana and Tangerine as well that will open later this year.
And you have a lot of space to grow, too. You have a lot of
126 square miles. We're about half the size of the city of Tucson, square mileage-wise, and about 20 miles of I-10.
Okay.
That's kind of, we call it our main street.
Yeah.
And that's all three lanes each way now, and it's all double track. So all of the transportation infrastructure is in now for
it's
the Marana.
It's already there. And that's great. That's an essential. It's what you need. What does future growth in Marana look like? You know, you're talking about new homes. Do you think that you're looking at having any sort of higher density living, you know, apartment buildings? We've seen that in Oral Valley where they've installed a lot of apartments and stuff. Do you think that you'd
We've
see
had
some of
that. We have two apartment complexes on Tangerine now. So we're really, you know, doing pretty well with that. We also have the Avillas in Marana, which is over by Lowe's.
Behind the Target.
There's going to be about 1,000 units in there, and it's a different concept. They're all single story, either duplexes or quadplexes or whatever, each individual house. But it's really an apartment setup. Those are rental homes. So a lot of young professionals now like a place they can have a little 10-foot backyard for, you know, Rover or whoever.
Yeah.
And they don't want to buy a home because they're so mobile in today's society and economy.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll rent a really nice home there in Marana. So those are growing really rapidly.
I think the neat thing about those villas, right?
Right.
I think the neat thing about that is how close they are to, you know, Target and the shopping centers and things like that, where you don't really have to drive that far to be.
Well, you could walk
right
to
there,
a lot
you know,
of those
yeah,
places. I mean, they're a couple blocks away. I mean, Target and Starbucks, one of my favorite places. You know, and Lowe's and all those places are very close, and you could actually walk to those. You wouldn't even have to drive.
No, of course, and you know, I'm a younger guy. I find that lifestyle attractive. I think that would be fun, and that's interesting. Now, talk to me about roads a little bit. You were already talking about it, and Marana has wonderful roads, and is that just because you've allocated enough money to that?
I think we back in 2008, when the economy made the big downturn, we eliminated a lot of our programs, and what we said we were going to do is take care of police, parks, and roads.
Wow.
Those are the three primary things that we need to provide to our citizens. You know, we have a free splash pad. We have a free pool. We provide a lot of services, dog parks in all of our parks.
And, yeah.
And we do that kind of stuff. So there's really a different lifestyle there.
Well, and that contributes to that quality of life that you're
talking
correct.
About. That's correct.
That's what's so it makes, I guess would say, you would say makes Marana exceptional, correct?
I think so. And I think even we've been talking a little bit about Caterpillar coming.
Yeah.
Which I think is just phenomenal.
Oh, it's great.
I love any time that higher paying jobs come into the community. But I think you're going to see the majority of those people buying homes in Marana and Oro Valley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can afford to live in our communities, newer communities. We have excellent public school system. Marana is one of the highest ranked public school systems in the state. And like I said, we have great parks, great roads. People love our police officers in Marana.
Yeah.
We just passed a half-cent sales tax. It's a four-year limitation. We went and talked to every business in Marana, talked to the Chamber of Commerce, talked to everybody, including the new Premium Outlet Mall.
Yeah.
They all agreed that we need to do it because our policing are one of the reasons people move to our community. They feel safe. And our police are out in the streets talking to the families, talking to the children, talking to the business owners.
Yeah.
And we passed it from the dais and did not get one letter of complaint.
Wow, that's impressive. Now let's talk about that police facility that you're going to be building here soon. What is the timeline on that now?
Well, we passed it last year, July 1. It actually started. Sometime this year, we'll actually start putting bricks on the ground, but we have to do, of course, we had to do the plans, which are pretty extensive. And, I mean, this new police facility will have a firing range in the basement. It'll have dog kennels because we have four or five working dogs. And right now, the officer has to leave them in the car with the air conditioning on if you come in to write a report or something. And we need facilities to take care of, and that's part of our policing force.
Yeah.
The building will start this next year. It'll probably take about 2 years to build it.
Okay.
And that tax will go away after 4 years. It's got a sunset on it. We think we will raise, about $16 to $18 million, and right now it's tracking about that.
Oh, that's great. Seems like you're on the right track with that, and it's encouraging, I think, for anyone who lives in Marana to know that they have just good police and fire, and you have your priorities. It seems set, and I think that's encouraging too for Marana residents. Let's talk about this wastewater treatment facility. We're kind of sticking with this theme of growth in Marana, I guess. And with the expansion of the wastewater treatment facility, it seems like it's just getting ready to handle all of that growth that's going to be coming.
That's correct. I mean, our facility that we took over a few years ago still has a couple years on it that it can handle the growth and what we're doing. But we're looking at the fact that we think Marana is going to explode.
Yeah.
As the economy gets better, and like I said, with Caterpillar coming in, another example is Raytheon.
Yeah.
We have a huge amount of Raytheon people in Marana.
Yeah, of course.
And we're going to have a bunch of Caterpillar as well. So that's going to even make the growth a little more quicker in our community. And if we're growing more quickly, then we're going to have to expand this plant.
Yep.
And we just approved money on that about a month ago, and this plant will be built to about 2 million gallons a day. Right now we're doing about 350,000.
Wow.
And we think this plant will be good for about 20 years.
Significantly more. But that's impressive.
It's pay forward, you know. We're gonna do it in advance and not wait till we have a crisis.
Well, it's only smart to invest in the future, as I would like to think. All right, we're talking with Miranda Mayor Ed Honey. I think we should take a break right now. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the budget and what's going to be going on with that. If you want to call in and you have a question for the mayor, you can call in now at 790-2040, 790-2040. It's 1214. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show. Ray Allen sitting in for Bill.
Local Tucson business, American Openings, is pleased to be a sponsor of Gospel Rescue Mission. They're on a mission to restore lives that are afflicted by homelessness, hopelessness, and addiction. Each day, the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson houses, feeds, and ministers to hundreds of men, women, and children. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored. You can learn more at grmtucson.com. American Openings is proud to support Gospel Rescue Mission.
Hi, this is Ken Flower with Arizona Party Rental. We are proud to provide everything Arizona Wildcat fans need to enjoy the game. And here to tell you all about it is a very familiar voice.
Hey, it's Brian Jeffries, voice of the Wildcats. Make the right call and do what the Cats do. Call Arizona Party Rental for your next special event.
Thanks, Brian. Man, wait until everybody finds out what we have in the works, like our Monteverde Grill. It's a gourmet kitchen on wheels, a five-star restaurant, and our new high-tech selfie photo booth. Learn more online at ArizonaPartyRental.net.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster with some exciting news. You could win a $1,000 or a $500 travel voucher to one of 16 nonstop destinations from Tucson International Airport in the Travel Smart with TUS contest. Register for free through Tucson International Airport's Facebook or Twitter pages, or go to the website TravelSmartTUS.com. Good luck. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Good afternoon, Tucson. 12:19 now in Tucson. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This is Ray Allen filling in for Buckmaster, normally sitting on the other side of the glass, sitting in here today. We are now continuing our conversation with Mayor Ed Honey, the mayor of Marana. And before we went to break, we were talking about the growth in Marana, all of the exciting news that's coming to Marana.
Right.
Now, this kind of dovetails nicely into the conversation that we were having. We'll talk a little bit about the budget, but I want to talk really specifically about House Bill 2483 that was just signed Tuesday, I believe, by the governor. By the governor. Now, explain to me what HB 2483 does and what it means for Marana and your involvement in that, too.
Right. I'm on the Arizona League Executive Board, and we supported that 100% of us, mm-hmm. the 25 mayors that are on that board, on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
What 2483 does is, instead of doing a special mid-decade census that a lot of fast-growing communities do, we were looking for a tool to where the census count would change every year.
Yeah.
Well, what they decided to do in Arizona, and everybody supported it, is take the federal estimates for every city and town in Arizona, and we'll use that estimate annually, and that decides how state revenue sharing, HERF money, and all that is distributed.
Okay.
I was a big supporter in pushing that. In fact, I got a call from the director of the Arizona League of Cities telling me my bill was signed. What it does for a town like Marana that was getting revenue sharing for 35,000 people, even though we have 43,000, we're going to get a much bigger check
this
year.
Yeah, that's great. So something like, I think someone estimated about $1.2 million if that does pass. Or if it did, but it did pass, so you get about $1.2 million now from the federal government. Is that correct?
No. They're using the federal account numbers.
It's state money. That makes
right.
sense. Okay.
It's state income tax and state sales tax monies that are reallocated to cities and counties on a per capita basis.
Okay. Now, let's go back again to the Tucson Premium Outlets that opened last fall. How much revenue do you think you guys are going to receive tax-wise from that?
You know, we're still kind of figuring that out. It's going to take probably at least a year, kind of an annual, to see. You know, during the Christmas cycle, you may get four times as much in a month as you get in the middle of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned we have 71 stores open. Disney opened about a month ago.
Okay.
And as more stores open, that revenue will increase. But that's going to be a major revenue boost for our community.
Of course. Now, have you guys been able to track how much of that money is coming from outside of the United States with Mexico and shoppers from Mexico?
I haven't, but every time I speak to any group, I always talk about the Mexican traffic.
Yeah.
When we did the ribbon cutting, after I spoke and a few of the dignitaries from Simon, walking through the parking lot, getting ready to go home, and about a third of the cars were Sonora.
Yeah.
Literally a third.
Yeah.
And I was just up there last week, met someone for lunch there at one of the little places, and walking through the parking lot again. And I would say 25 to 30% of the cars are Sonora.
Well, and it's they have really good – I've been there. I shop there. I live close to Marana, just outside Marana. And it's a nice place. And I think the cool thing is that you get some good deals there.
Absolutely. And it's a premium outlet mall.
Yeah.
A lot of the outlet malls, like the two in Casa Grande that went under, are seconds, or they kind of off-season stuff.
Yeah. You're going to get that shirt with the red.
This is not what this mall is.
Yeah.
This is first line, first quality.
Yeah.
And you're going to pay the retail price, but they just have phenomenal stores in there. I love it. I'm not a big shopper, but if I need to shop, that's where I go.
Now we were talking earlier about police, and you guys have a heavy emphasis on police. News came out this week that Marana's police department is going to be getting body cameras. And now, obviously, this has been kind of controversial because a lot of places don't have body cameras.
Right.
And this has been in the news for the last year and a half. This is exciting news for Marana.
It's really good news, and like I was saying before, the people in Marana love our police.
Mm-hmm.
The business owners love the police. The citizens love the police. They use community policing. They go speak to homeowners groups. They're speaking at the schools. We have an officer in Marana Middle School and Marana High School that teach classes, and people are really happy about our police officers.
Yeah.
Unlike some cities you see on the news, policing in Marana is an absolute plus.
That's awesome. Now tell me a little bit about the INA I-10 interchange road project that you guys have going on there.
What's going to happen there is INA is going to end up being about like Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Twin Peaks was easier because there was nothing there.
Yeah.
Not a Twin Peaks road on the other side or the interchange.
Mm-hmm.
Probably about the middle of January, the ADOT engineers are telling me now, we will shut down INA on both sides of the freeway.
Okay.
And it should take about 20 months to get it back open. It won't be complete, but the roads will be completed enough to start moving. What this will entail is an interchange over the railroad track, over the freeway, and two brand new bridges on the Santa Cruz River.
Oh, wow.
So you'll be able to drive from Silver Bell Road in the Tucson Mountain parts of Marana all the way to Oracle on INA Road with three-lane divided roadway.
That's great. Now, is Orange Grove and I-10 area, is that in Marana?
That is, yes.
Now, every morning I drive off that intersection, and they're calculating data or something like that. Can you tell me what that is? Do you know what that is?
Is that the little strips across the road?
Yeah.
Like a hose or something?
Yeah, and they have the cars that are on the side of the road. What are they doing
there? They're doing is counting traffic and counting traffic movements.
Okay.
How many people are turning left, like maybe coming off and going back, you know, to the south, or how many are turning north, and just trying to get information there. And it's for future upgrades of roadways
as to
what or how long the lights need to be. And
well, I was wondering if it was in preparation to see how many people are actually going off of the interstate or onto the interstate.
Well, you know that
for this project,
Cortero, Twin Peaks, and Orange Grove are going to carry a significantly higher amount of traffic when INA is shut for almost 2 years.
Oh, of course. Yeah, because so many people use that to get onto the interstate.
And we're doing everything we possibly can. The access road on the west side of the freeway will be two-way,
mm-hmm.
and just temporarily for a couple years to move traffic. But, you know, I would encourage people to pay attention. It's probably not going to happen until after the holiday.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to be a point that folks are going to have to find a different way to get to work or school or church or wherever they're going.
Well, at least people have fair notice. That's good. And now one last thing. Tell me about the All-American City. I know that you guys were finalists last time.
We were finalists last year. We've been twice.
Okay.
All-America City is the National Civic League does it, and it's the entire United States.
Uh-huh.
Every year, there's 15 to 20 cities that meet the criteria to apply to get that designation.
Yeah.
Of the 20 this year, only 10 will get the designation.
Okay.
And what it has to do with is what are you doing in your city or town to coordinate working together with your schools, with your health centers, with your food banks, with your fire districts, and for the betterment of the community.
Okay.
And we're kind of learning what we need to do, and I think we have it down pat, and I really feel good that we'll come back with that award and designation this year.
I think it's possible. Sounds like things in Marana are going well, and I'm glad to have you on the show to just tell me kind of the you basically told me the state of the town, and I think it's exceptional at this point.
Thank you for having me, Ray. Yeah. I love to come and talk about our community, and we truly have been blessed and are really doing well.
Thank you. Mayor of Marana, Ed Honey, we really appreciate it. This portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson, coming up over the Memorial Day weekend. It's the 21st Silver City Blues and Bikes Festival. For a complete listing of all the many things that you can do and the great places you can stay, like the Bear Mountain Lodge, Casitas de Gila Guest Lodge, and Bear Creek Cabins, visit southwestnewmexico.org. Going to take a break right now. Coming up on the other side of the break, we're going to be talking the other side of marijuana with Sheila Polk. Should be an interesting interview. It's about 12:30 now on the Buckmaster Show. I'm Ray Allen filling in for Bill. We'll be back right after this.
Patrice Ross with Oracle Ford. Now is the best time to buy a new Ford from Oracle Ford. We have recently slashed our prices on every new model in stock. Looking for a fuel-efficient car with luxury options like navigation? You can get up to $6,000 off MSRP on our new 15 Focus 4-door hatchback Titanium. Or if you prefer, take $4,000 off MSRP and get 0% for 72 months. We have a good selection of Fusion and Escape models where you can get a minimum of $5,000 off MSRP or choose 0% for 72 months plus $3,500 off sticker. And at Oracle Ford, we will not ask you to pay for dealer ads, and we have no city sales tax. For the month of May, we are featuring the Focus, Fusion, and Escape. But remember, every model in stock has been reduced. Oracle Ford, drive a little, save a lot. Call 818-FORD or visit the web at oracleford.com.
Keep your family and pets safe from bee stings. Call the professional pest control team at 5-Star. We give you options in dealing with this situation. We can remove them with our special equipment or send them to bee heaven. Call the professional pest team at 886-0045 or visit 5-star-termite.com.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
All right, good afternoon, Tucson. 12:34 now in Tucson. This is the Buckmaster Show. Ray Allen filling in for the now vacationing Bill Buckmaster. Going back now to the topic of marijuana. Last week we had those in favor of a new initiative that would regulate marijuana like alcohol. Now we are joined by the opposition. Sheila Polk is the county attorney for Yavapai County and is a native Arizonan who received her bachelor's degree and a law degree from Arizona State University. Mrs. Polk is the vice chair of the Arizonans for Responsible Drug Policy, a political action committee dedicated to raising awareness about marijuana's harms and opposing the legalization efforts. Sheila, welcome to the show. Good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you went to ASU. You know, you're in Wildcat country, so we can have a conversation. It's fine.
I have my detail with me. Don't worry.
Okay. Yes. So last week, I had the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol on the show, and they made their case. So I think it would be only fair for you to tell you why you're opposed to the proposed initiative.
Well, great. I appreciate this opportunity.
Yeah.
First of all, moving forward into this arena of legalization of a drug that we know is harmful, and particularly harmful to our kids' developing brains, this is not a decision we have to make in a vacuum, because Colorado went there in 2012, and that experiment there has been an absolute disaster. The second thing that listeners need to understand is that this is not a theoretical discussion about allowing your next-door neighbor to use marijuana or not. What the proponents are proposing are 20 pages of new laws that create two new government agencies and that create a monopoly on the retail recreational licenses to the folks, for the folks that already have the medical marijuana licenses. And so it is a for-profit commercial industry that will allow the medical marijuana folks to start selling the drug that they have been selling as medicine out of the same storefront to allow them to now sell it recreationally and to make millions upon millions of dollars while the rest of us pay the price in terms of public health and societal consequences.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that it seems to me that when I've talked to people that are in favor of legalization of marijuana, they all also seem to be very against smoking cigarettes, and I find that interesting. Do you think that with the legalization of marijuana that we are creating basically a new big tobacco, but instead of it being big tobacco, it'll be big marijuana?
Bingo. That is exactly what's happening. You know, again, this isn't about deregulating anything. It's creating an industry specifically for the medical marijuana dispensary folks. It's creating this industry and this opportunity for them to become just like big tobacco, where they make millions of dollars selling a product that at its core is harmful and is addictive. And so they end up with a consumer base that needs more and more of this substance, and legalization results in widespread use. So it is exactly recreating big tobacco from 50 years ago.
Got it. We're talking with Sheila Polk, the vice chair of Arizonans for Responsible Drug Policy. You have any questions or comments, you can call in now, 790-2040, 790-2040. Now, a major part of their whole campaign is to regulate marijuana like alcohol. Is that a fair comparison in your mind?
I've gone through their 20 pages of proposed new laws, and what they actually do is regulate marijuana in a way that is much more lenient than the way we regulate alcohol now. So consequences for use of marijuana outside what's allowed in their 20 pages of new laws result in penalties that are less severe than comparable alcohol penalties. But there's lots of distinctions. First of all, alcohol is legal under federal law.
Yeah.
Marijuana is not. I mean, that's the basic core that we have to start with. Banking, the alcohol industry, can use federal and state banks. The marijuana industry cannot, which is one of the reasons, by the way, that Colorado is seeing an increase in organized crime, because it's a cash business. It's a cash million-dollar business that the banks don't want to touch.
Got it. All right, let's go to the phones now. We have Ingrid on the line. Ingrid, welcome to the Buckmaster Show, talking about marijuana, the new initiative that's out here with Sheila Polk. Hang on one sec. We'll get to her in just a second. In the meantime, before we go to Ingrid's call, you were talking about the federal regulation of marijuana. One thing that I want to ask you is marijuana is currently legalized in all of these states and in different states and is enforced differently on different levels. But drug law, I guess, is supposed to be enforced on the federal level, but it's not at the moment. And do you think that if there was an administration that would enforce marijuana on the federal level, that all of these laws in Washington and Oregon and other places like that would have to be changed?
Well, I do think the federal administration's hands-off attitude toward both medical and recreational marijuana is creating chaos from state to state. And Colorado is a great example where they have legalized marijuana both for medical and recreational purposes, and they're now being sued by two neighboring states that have not legalized marijuana. And those states are suing them because the number of illegal exports of marijuana from Colorado to those other states is drowning law enforcement resources in those other states. And again, it is supposed to be regulated at the federal level, but with the feds taking this hands-off attitude, it really is creating chaos throughout the nation.
Got it. All right, let's talk to Ingrid now. Ingrid, you're welcome to the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you. Ms. Polk, I have a few concerns. Number one, who proposed this initiative in the first place? Are there names that we would recognize or companies? And the fact that marijuana, as it's commonly used, produces smoke is a serious issue. The people around those who are smoking it are also being impacted by the chemicals in it. It does show up in the bloodstream. It does impact the body. There's no question about it. Secondhand marijuana smoke, as it happens with tobacco.
Sheila? Sheila, so let's talk about that. The smoke, from what I understand about the proposal, it has to be done in private. That's one thing I'll just knock out of the way quickly. But what about the edibles versus the smoking?
Well, lots of points to cover. First of all, there are lots of innocent victims if somebody is smoking marijuana even in private. For example,
of course,
young children in the home. And Colorado just came out with a study that found that 1 in 6 children, babies, who are coming to the hospital for lung infections have been exposed to THC or that ingredient in marijuana that causes that mind-altering experience. But the other question on potency is really, really good, because folks need to understand this is not the marijuana of the 60s or 70s where the THC potency level was at about 1%.
Yeah.
Today, across the United States, for the marijuana plant, potency is averaging 12 to 15%, and in Colorado, that legalized it in 2012 and that is now producing what are called edibles, so candies that have THC extract sprayed on them, the potency level is 60 to 80%. So it's a high potency, very, very hard drug. You know, the other point to raise about the health consequences is that in the town of Pueblo, the county of Pueblo in Colorado, the major health care providers last month came out with a resolution to try to repeal retail marijuana in their county because of those harmful effects that they're seeing on their young adults and on their infants. For example, one hospital in Pueblo reports that of the newborns that are being drug tested because drug activity is suspected, that they've been exposed, 51% of those newborns are testing positive for marijuana or THC.
Okay.
And that has caused them to unite and call for a repeal of retail marijuana there.
Okay, now quickly, one of Ingrid's other questions was who's proposing it. Can you tell us that quickly?
Yes, there is a group called the Marijuana Policy Project. They're based in Washington, D.C. They're heavily funded. They've been around for, gosh, probably 30 years. And their goal is to legalize marijuana across the United States. And so they will pour and have already poured lots of money into Arizona. So a lot of it is out-of-state money, but the Marijuana Policy Project partnered with the medical marijuana dispensary owners here in Arizona. Together, they wrote this initiative that heavily favors the medical marijuana dispensary owners. In fact, for the first year of retail licenses, if this passes, only the medical marijuana dispensary owners and the folks they recommend can even apply for those retail licenses, giving them a corner or a monopoly on those licenses and a corner on the profits that clearly there's lots of money to be made in this new industry.
Okay, great. I want to go back to the phones now. Keith on the phone. Keith, in about 20 seconds, what are your thoughts and opinions?
Easy. As a stage 4 cancer patient, I think it should be legal. As a matter of freedom, it should be illegal. In a country where you can kill your own baby on demand, this is an issue. Get real.
All right.
A good one.
All right. Thanks, Keith. What do you say to that there, Sheila?
I strongly disagree with that. What we know is that marijuana is a harmful addictive substance. We know that legalization means widespread use. And in Colorado, for example, their citizens across the board from ages 12 all the way through the end of life, they now use marijuana on a regular basis at a rate that is the highest in the nation. So kids in Colorado, because of legalization, use marijuana ages 12 to 17. I'm talking about middle school and high school kids.
Yeah.
They're now using marijuana on a regular basis that is 74% higher than the national average. What does that mean for communities? What does that mean for the future of Colorado? I mean, this is a drug that impairs the ability to learn. Early long-term use results in a significant decrease in IQ. Kids who use will have much lower academic outcomes, much less likely to go on to complete high school, go on to college, and they are reporting connections between marijuana use and mental illness. In fact, that's one of the things that Pueblo Healthcare reports, is that more kids, more teenagers come into the hospital because they're marijuana involved and they're suicidal or they're otherwise experiencing psychosis.
Well, Sheila, we really appreciate you coming on the show. Sheila Polk with Arizonans for Responsible Drug Policy. Their website is adrp.org. Sheila, thank you so much, and we'll probably have to have another conversation with you about this some other time. Well, have a good afternoon.
Thank you again so much for having me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks. Coming up next on the Buckmaster Show, we're going to have a forestry update with the Arizona State Forester, Jeff Whitney, and we'll be right back after this.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective.
Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garver. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Ama Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
Good afternoon, Tucson. About 12:52 now on the Buckmaster Show. I'm Ray Allen, filling in for the vacationing Bill Buckmaster. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Green Things, the place for all things green in Tucson. Green Things has all of your plants, pottery, gardening supplies on beautiful 13-acre location out at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, also just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Want to check out their website, greenthingsaz.com. Again, that's greenthingsaz.com. It is the wildfire season. Things that we would like to keep green include our forest. And as the summer heat, drier conditions, and wind all come together, it makes for a deadly combination here in southern Arizona. We're now joined by Arizona State Forester Jeff Whitney. Mr. Whitney was appointed to the position by Governor Doug Ducey in 2015. And most recently served as Executive Director of the Fire Program Analysis for the U.S. Department of Interior and the USDA Forest Service. He previously served the U.S. Forest Service in numerous capacities, including as Program Manager, Assistant Director of Planning and the Budget, and the Incident Commander. Mr. Whitney, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, it's great to have you. We've already had some wildfires here in southern Arizona. It's already kind of been an interesting season. Where I want to kind of start off now is it seems like it's been fairly early and active season so far when it comes to wildfires, especially after the, not very beneficial El Nino that we were supposed to have. Is that a correct assessment, or am I just looking at it relative to the mild seasons that we've had the last couple of years when it comes to wildfires?
You framed it really well, Ray, and I really appreciate the introduction. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And, it is true that the last couple of years have been below average, but it's also equally true that this year is shaping up to be a very, very active season where we've burned probably 35,000 acres so far this year, and this time last year we probably burned 650 acres. So it's exponentially more active number of fires, but the size of the fires, not only in southeastern Arizona, but also now at the middle elevations, and even we've had some outlier fires far earlier than we would expect it up above the Colorado Plateau on the Mogollon Rim. And so we've been messaging on that. We've been working and coordinating with our partners, not only in southeastern Arizona, but also across the state, across the two-state geographic area, Arizona and New Mexico, as well as west-wide with our cooperators. And we are concerned because the preseason conditions are similar to what we experienced in 2002 and 2011. In 2002, yeah, we had the Rodeo Chetoskai fire, and in 2011, we had the Wallow fire. And so we are concerned, and we're asking folks to do everything in their power today to take care of their fuels problems and their, around their yard and their ranch, headquarters. Or, when they go to a campground, please be careful and be safe with fire. And as you're coming and going to your favorite recreational spot, please, be careful with that aspect as well. So we're concerned. We have been busy. The one thing that has provided with is an opportunity to practice. And,
of course,
we've had more than enough practice.
Yeah. So I want to talk about all this wind we've been seeing. This can't be good for wildfires and especially those who fight them. Can you explain the importance of paying attention to red flag warnings when it comes to fire?
We should be cautious and conscious every day. But when we know that we've got a predicted windy day or a few days ahead of us, it really increases the concern on the part of fire managers and fire responders, because we know that the ability to capture these fires when they're small is a much more challenging activity, and it increases our need to be very responsive and vigilant. But when we get a fire and the wind is blowing, obviously it creates a far bigger fire footprint, and the fire behavior is more extreme.
Yeah. So we've already seen a fire up on Mount Lemmon last week here in the Tucson area. The Montrose fire burned about 13 acres, and I believe it's doing better now. I'm planning on heading up to Mount Lemmon over the weekend, and I'm trying to figure out what are the best ways for me to find out what the fire weather will be like for the weekend. And in the past, they've had, intense fire restrictions. Do you think that we're at that point yet this year, and will we get there?
There have been some conversations about fire restrictions, but we don't anticipate that there are going to be any restrictions, that folks can freely go into their favorite recreational spots and enjoy the kind of outdoor experience that we in Arizona love. But again, we just caution people to be prudent and to be thoughtful and to do what they can to be safe.
Okay.
So no restrictions. If you wanted to find out more information, you could visit a number of different websites. Southwest Area Coordination Center in Albuquerque has an excellent website. We have one, azsf.gov. BLM, U.S. Forest Service, Park Service, all of our cooperators. We coordinate closely, and all of that information will be coordinated and consistent across all of those sites.
Yeah. Quickly, in the last minute that we have here, we have Chuck wants to ask a question about if we're open to more forest for lumbering. Do you think that's an option? And I also want to ask what this means for California, because I was reading and it was saying that California could have a particularly bad season if we're just having a regular season.
True. California is such a large landscape with so many different fuel types and elevations, you know, that they typically have a year-round fire season. And in terms of the timber management opportunities, we have an initiative statewide at this point to, quote-unquote, thin the threat. And, you know, it could be any kind of vegetation, but obviously our forests are overgrown, overly dense. We don't have the industrial capacity we did when I was young and starting out my career 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And we're working on that aspect as well, and the governor's very interested in making progress in that, as am I.
Good. Talking to State Forester Jeff Winnie. Really appreciate you coming on the show today, and looking forward to getting out there in nature and protecting the wilderness from fire. It's going to be a good summer, and I just hope and pray that we don't have any more dangerous fires.
Thank you, Ray. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, for sure. Buckmaster Show on every weekday from noon to 1. Right now, we have the Michael Medved Show. More talk today with 4 Tucson at 4. Wake up Tucson in the Daily Double tomorrow morning starting at 6 o'clock. This is the Buckmaster Show.